Hello, everybody. This is Parker McRae from RV Project Help, and I'd like to play a disclaimer before I get started. Here we go.
The material and information contained or given on this website or audio files are for general information and entertainment purposes only. All parties on this channel are not lawyers or financial advisors. You should not rely on this material to make any business decisions. While this channel does endeavor to keep the info up to date and correct, RV Project Help makes no representations, warranties of any kind, express or implied, about the completeness, accuracy, reliability, suitability, or availability with respect to the website, information product services, audio files, or related graphics contained on this website for any purposes. All due diligence is the sole responsibility of the participant.
How can you not adore Kanaka? I just love that beautiful, beautiful voice. So, folks, this is going to be kind of an interesting audio, because what I'm doing is I have a bunch of different documents sitting in front of me, and people are saying you need to ask this question, ask that question. Just a whole bunch of stuff. And I went through a lot of these documents and I'm like, I'm going to read all of it to you. And then I'm going to tell you what I'm putting on my document and why I'm doing it. And hopefully that will help you. And so I'm going to post this written document as soon as the audio document is done or the audio file is done. And, you know, use it at your own discretion. There's just seems to be like a lot of questions that don't need to be added into a lot of these. And then the other thing I'm doing is I am capitalizing certain words in the questions so that you can, find them easy with your eyes. Okay. So, there's like a lot of these things are the same repeat. And I'm just trying to go through this as I'm doing this so that it's all kind of in one place. So far as the first question is, what is the address of the location? That's pretty simple. Is there a contract number I can call if there's accidents or any kind of problems on the road? If any accidents or anything happens to me en route to my appointment. That's how I'm going to say that. So some of these questions are super wordy. So I'm trying to break those and make those smaller too. And then what's the earliest date I can schedule my appointment? Earliest and latest date I can schedule my appointment. Is there a certain place to park? And is parking free or paid? A lot of you always ask me about a trust. Will I need a trust in hand before I come to my appointment? Now, one of the other things that I think is going on is a lot of, you know, some people are like, yeah, we need a trust. Other people are saying, no, we don't need a trust. And I really think that I'm taking a trust, a skeleton trust. And if you, skeleton trust documents are on this website as well, rv.help. So you can get your own skeleton trust and fill it out and take that with you too. So I'm taking a skeleton trust, but not everybody knows where to get that. So I have that question in there to kind of help you out with it. What's the expected amount of time this appointment is supposed to last? And is there anything I'm not allowed to bring with me? Is there anything not allowed to bring with me? Now, I think that's a better question of, can I bring a cell phone? Can I bring this? Can I bring that? So by asking what's not allowed, it gives you a lot more information faster. If I bring, Can I bring somebody with me? First of all, can I bring someone with me? If the person, let's see how I'm going to write that. The person I am bringing with me is also going to RV. Do they have to RV at the same time I do? So I'll do RV at the same time. I'll do that and then I'll bold that, underline that. So do capital S, capital T, get that one done. Do you know if medical beds will be available to request? Do you know if medical beds will be available to book? Appointments for at the RV. Okay. Do you know if any tier one bank managers are okay? So this is a question that some people have on here, and I'm not going to put it on mine. It says, do you know if any tier one branch managers or representatives will be there? And if so, how many different banks will be present? I don't know if I'm going to leave that in there or not. I'm thinking I might leave that in there. Do you know if there's going to be any quantum devices that will be given to me at the appointment? I think that's an important one. Is there a limit on currency I can't exchange? So let's capitalize limit, because is there a limit on the currency I can exchange? Okay, so let's get that one done. And we're going to underline it. The next one is, are currency rates negotiable? Or are they fixed? Let's do that one. Underline, make that one bold. Are contract rates available? A-V-V-A-L-I-B-L-E for Dong Dong Zim or where's the comma or Dinar? Let's see, how do I spell available? I don't think I spelled available wrong. There we go. So we'll do, then we're going to highlight contract rates. So part of my talking allows you to write stuff down if you want to write notes while I'm doing this. Yay. Can you list for me what would prevent me from not being able to exchange my currencies, redeem my currencies? I'm not going to ask that question because I haven't ever, I mean, yes, I grew cannabis, but I've never been arrested. So because I've never been arrested, I don't think I'm going to add the question, can you tell me what would prevent me from not being able to exchange my currencies? So I'm going to delete that one. Will we be presenting, will we present our humanitarian projects at our appointments? That's important. What What if unexpected circumstances cause me to miss? Oh, no, that's not the way to ask that. Is there a number? No, I think I already did that. Let me go back up there and check that. Is there a number I can call? That I think that one. So I was like, I was gonna write, is there a number to call if I miss the appointment? But I asked that earlier, if there's a contact number I can call if anything happens to my appointment. I think that's kind of the same. Am I allowed to bring a relative to the appointment? Oh, shoot. Let's go back. I forgot the question mark. If I have already exchanged, can I go to the appointment with a friend or relative? That's another good one I think a lot of people have. The thing is like having these questions, looking at these questions and thinking about them before you go in, that's going to really get you ready to think about what you want to do and how you want to do it, what questions apply to you and what do not. I'm sending this out as a Word document. And that way, anybody that the questions that you like or you don't like, you can erase them, you know, if you don't like them, or add more or any of those kind of things. I think that's all out of this group of questions. So let me go to this next paper and see if there's any questions on this one I want to add in here. So that's that one. This one I'm going to close. Cancel. Don't save. This one. Okay, that one I don't need, so I'm going to close that file. Let's see. That one I'm going to close. I don't need that file. Oh, this is the 61. I got this document. It was 61 questions. I was like, oh my God, if I ask somebody 61 questions, just hit me in the head with a stick. What type of bank accounts do you have available? No, don't need to ask that one. What is the FDIC coverage on this account? No, that's questions you're going to ask at the bank. Can you explain to me how the following bank accounts operate? Oh my God, you need to do that kind of research on yourself. You don't need to be asking the bank and wasting their time. Non-interest bearing accounts, multiple currency accounts. You don't need to ask any of those questions. How much am I supposed to leave in each account? These are not questions at the RB. These are stuff that you should actually ask your bank. Will I be able to get cash at the end of the appointment? And the next one is, can I get a letter proof? I need proof of funds letter. And that needs to be capitalized. A proof of funds letter to purchase large ticket items such as homes or or cars. Let's do that one. All right, so that one's done. We're at 22 questions. Good Lord, that's a lot of questions already. Let's highlight cash, underline that one. So that one's proof of funds letter. We need that one. Need that one done. By highlighting these and making them in big bold, it makes it easier for the eye to see this. If I have misplaced some currency or have currency to be delivered, of currency being currently mailed to me, am I able to exchange this currency when it arrives? That's another one. So let's do currency being, capitalize that one, mailed. Because I know there's a lot of people that have currency that they've bought currency and it's not there yet. And so they're like, they want to put it off. And I'm like, don't put it off. So I'm just saying that might be a question. That might be a question that, you know, affects you. What products and services wealth management team has? No, you don't need that one. That's not for on the phone call. The sweep process. We don't even know if that's real. Loans and lines of credit be provided. Is this account able to receive wires now? Okay, that's actually a really good question. Although, wait a minute, let me think about this a minute. It is able to receive wires. You shouldn't be receiving wires. People aren't going to be spending a lot of money. I think the absolute issue is you're going to have a lot of money that you need to be able to send wires out. Debit and credit cards. No, we're not going to ask that one. The trades, bonds, we're not going to do any of that. Are there different rates? Can you lower the in my exchange, you need treasury notes. You don't need to ask that question because you're going to find out when they give you the money. They're asking about MCA accounts. No, we don't need to do that. We don't need to ask about Federal Reserve notes. We don't need to ask about insurance because we already know that you're not going to have insurance. So those institutions are not going to be there anymore, is that what we're being told? Everything else is pretty much stuff that you're going to ask at the bank. So I'm going to make another document for that and another recording for that. So let me clean up this document and erase a few things, delete, and thank you for coming to RV Doc Help. And I wish you, let's put a different ending on this. Please add any of your own questions for this, please add any questions to this document that you might need to help you. This document is just a starter to give you ideas of what you might want to ask when you make your appointment. Thanks much, Ms. Parker. So that is going to conclude this quick little drop. And I hope it helps you. And I'm going to do another one about questions for at the appointment. And I'll probably do that in another hour or so. Thanks, folks. Thanks for your patience. God bless you all. Go out there and be the army of humanitarians that you're meant to be. This road has been so rough. I know many of you have lost friends, have lost family. Some of you have even lost homes. Cars have been repossessed. The hits we've taken just don't stop. I'm proud to be with you, Army. I'm proud to be there. So go over these questions, figure out what else you might need to add in there. And I can't wait to see you on the other side. God bless you all. Bye-bye now.